W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. It's November 2nd. Second day in November, into November now. Lots going on, lots to report on this morning. Got Kristen Kajawa, Mark Pastoria, Brian Morton, and we're happy you're with us. Now, listen, boy, one of the things that I picked up on and watching this closely, the gubernatorial race in the state of Michigan really tightening now. It's interesting. I have to tell you, for me, when I saw Tudor Dixon on the first debate, I was so impressed with, for setting aside the issues for a second and where these candidates come down on them, her poise, her ability to get up there and go toe-to-toe with Governor Whitmer. You know, that's no easy task for anybody. A seasoned politician, very capable with the experience of being in office and so on. Tudor Dixon got up there and held her own on the stage, certainly stuck to her talking points, stuck to the issue that has put her in the position to be where she is today to run for this race. And things are really tightening up now. Red and Cranes yesterday, polls now 538, which forecast races based on polling averages, shows Whitmer up 5.2 percentage points. That's less than half the spread from a month ago. Similarly, Real Clear Politics average of polls taken from October 18 through 31 showed Whitmer leading by 3.6 points. Now, really tightening. So, interesting stuff there, guys. So from there, Mark, you've got a report on the World Series for us.
World Series. Wow. Phillies are up 2-1. 7-0 last night. Tied a major league record for 5 home runs. These guys, and they haven't lost a game in Philadelphia during the playoffs this year. So watch out.
Wow.
Watch out indeed. Surprising.
7-0. That's just like, yeah. I mean, they.
That's what you call winning.
Yeah.
That goes in the win column.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It does.
They were crushing the ball. Bryce Harper hit a home run in the first inning, and then he must have saw something that the pitcher was doing, went and whispered in the ear of one of the other players and said, told him what's going on. And
wow.
So it's 2-1 right now, Mark.
2-1.
2-1. So here's a couple of interesting things about that. Number one, of course, the Phillies are facing a team that many kind of, preordained to be winning it all. You know, they were a notch above, a step better than everybody else in Houston, and they really are. But the Phillies have something interesting that just you can't put your finger on it. It's that spirit, that heart of a champion, that will to win, and they seem to be really, really dialed in and focused right now. Boy, they're not the team that the Astros wanted to face.
No, and who would know, right? Because they were the wild card.
Right,
and,
right.
They came together at the right time. Wow.
Well, and of course, following up, well, go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Just following up on our story, tying it back to something that's so interesting is tracking how when the Phillies win, the economy turns down, and it's amazing. It's tracked. It's just amazing how it's tracked. Every time there's been an economic downturn, every time the Phillies win the World Series, there's been an economic downturn.
Yeah.
So
1929.
Yeah.
When they were the Athletics. So it was, right, it was Philadelphia. Then 1980, then 2008. And here we are. So no denying a recession this time.
God, there's no getting around
this. Again, I've never wanted a team to lose.
Right.
Or ever. What? Right. They won 7-0? Are you kidding me?
Well, if they lose, is milk going to go down?
Yeah, I don't know. Please.
I kind of like the team. So.
like them fun. Just fine. Yeah.
What
it's
else?
Fun. Yeah, it's fun to root for them in a weird way.
It's fun to root for them, and it's fun to root against them.
If
you're worried about really if there's any sense at all to tying this to being an economic indicator of any kind, which of course it isn't.
A lot of Detroit ties, too.
That's right.
Right, Castellanos is on that team, and they got Dave Dombrowski.
Right, those were good guys to have here in Detroit. Certainly, looking back at it, they were tough to have given those guys up.
Yeah,
Dombrowski, great manager, and Castellanos is just a man. Talk about a heart of a champion as a player.
Right, and speaking of giving people up. Lions, TJ Hockenson gone. What's that all about?
Well, there's been talk of that. They've been talking about Hockenson for a while. You know, maybe he'd be on the trading block at the end of the season. You know, obviously it's a strategic move. I think it signals that the Lions are kind of giving up on this season and they're really now focused on building the team through the draft. You know, yeah. Would they pick up a couple of draft picks for this?
Yeah, for 2050.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Okay. We got to wait a few more years. Right? Yeah, they're going to rebuild. This is the Lions rebuilding.
I think they need to sell a few more cars and get some linemen in there.
For the Ford family. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a bummer. I like that guy.
It's unfortunate. But again, I think it really signals where they are right now. They're, this isn't going to be the year, guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Like, you need me telling you that.
I'll hang up my hat.
We got the Bobby Lane jinx.
Yeah, time to deflate the big lion thing in the front,
front yard. Take down the flag.
And then what about the altercation in the tunnel there? We got four more players gone, huh?
Unbelievable.
Well, and I think the thing there is, you know, I mean, obviously it's ugly.
You know what I have to, I was just thinking, I'm sorry, Jeff.
No.
Their mothers must be so disappointed.
Well, there you go.
It's so maddening to me. I don't understand what I mean. I want to get down deep into why these guys are. What is happening?
Well, I'll tell you. Now, I'm not making excuses for anybody.
Okay.
But I've actually had the opportunity to be in that tunnel a few times, and let me tell you, before the game and after the game, when those teams go through that tunnel, they've come out of a locker room where they have been so hyped up.
Yeah.
And the word, it used to be, let's go be champions. Let's go beat the other team. Now it's these speeches that the coaches are filling these kids' minds with to get them ready for the game. It's about hatred, animosity. Yeah. We got to go kill these guys, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happened is that they're so hyped up and they take it so literally. They get into the tunnel and the competition is so important and so critical and so on the edge. And it's so tough to lose. And again, certainly not excusing any of that behavior. That's going way too far. But if you ask the question, how does it happen? I think it's part of the culture today in sports, and I think it's really unfortunate. It's just gone too far. It really has. Let's go play a great game. Let's shake hands after the game. What happened to all that?
Yeah, like the Barry Sanders kind of attitude.
Right. Right. I mean, both teams went out there, played a fair game, fair and square. I don't know. Michigan may have sent a little signal they didn't need to at the end of the game, throwing the razzle-dazzle play. You know, maybe that rubbed them the wrong way. Michigan State at the end. But, again, absolutely no excuses for this. Can't have it in sports. Can't have my kids watching that. Yeah. You know, when my kids go out in the Little League line, they're not going to be beating each other up when they go shake the other team's hand. They're going to be shaking hands saying, good game.
Right.
That's the way it's got to be. And the kids look to these players. It's unfortunate. All right. Listen, we're going to run to a break. Stick with us. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.